What's your take on Phobos, Mars is one of its moons, where astronomers weren't quite so sure what that thing was.
Yeah. You know, way back, and this is going back again to the Walter Sullivan era back in the 60s, there was some discussion about the moons of Mars being artificial because they're unusual in the way they move. They're very, very close to Mars, for one thing. They're the closest moons to a planet that we know of. They're just a few thousand or tens of thousands of miles up. You know, they're just little balls of rocks. There's two of them, Phobos and Deimos. One's about 5 or so miles across. The other's about 10, 15 miles across. They're little chunks of rock, probably captured asteroids, but you see them close up, and they've got some unusual features on them. Phobos, for instance, has got some strange grooves running across its surface and a giant crater. They're interesting objects. We don't know a whole lot about them, but they're quite unlike our own moon when you look at them visually.
Would you be in shock if we found out that it was artificial, at least one of them?
Oh, yeah. Everybody would be in shock. You know, you hear talk about this and speculation about, and I'm quite open to some of these things. I'm not sure.
You are.
I'm not sure about Phobos and Deimos. To me, they look like asteroids when you look at them. But you know, talk about artificial structures on Mars, for example. Now, I can build a scientific picture for you that leads from, as I was talking about before, our book begins with virtual proof that Viking and subsequent information has found simple life forms on Mars, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you can start from that, and you can build a picture of how advanced life could come about on Mars. Now, I'm not going to carry everybody through with that argument, maybe not a lot of mainstream scientists, but you can certainly make a case that if life got started on Mars, as I firmly believe it did, and it still exists there today, that Mars may well have developed complex life, in other words, something equivalent to our animals and plants, very, very early on. Now, it happened late on Earth. It took a long time to go from, say, bacteria to, you know, kangaroos and human beings on Earth. It took billions of years. And part of the reason for that is you need an oxygen-rich atmosphere for the kind of advanced life we have here on Earth. Now, the reason that we didn't get oxygen early on Earth is because of plate tectonics. You get this recycling of oxygen, which takes it away from the atmosphere and buries it back into the rocks again. Now, on Mars, there isn't such a recycling process. There is no plate tectonics, no movement of the crust. So any oxygen that was produced early on could have remained in the atmosphere. Now, if you had an early oxygen-rich atmosphere on Mars, say within 100 million years of the first life appearing, it could have accelerated the process to advanced and complex life very early on, hundreds of times faster than it did on Earth. So there is a reason to believe that maybe complex life developed on Mars long, long time ago, maybe 3.5 billion years ago. What happened to it subsequently, we don't know. But you know, people look at features on Mars and they say, hey, that looks like a face, that looks like pyramids,
yeah,
you know, things right. like that, you know, and on the surface they say, oh, that looks a little bit like a skull. Some of these things I don't buy at all, you know. If I see something that looks like a skull, I think, ah, that's just a rock that looks like a skull. It's not necessarily a skull. You don't jump right to that conclusion. But you've got to look at some of these things and you think, boy, those do look like a group of pyramids, you know.
Well, maybe what Yeah, when you look at it in its entirety, David, then you have to come up with some of those conclusions.
You've got to consider them and not dismiss them out of hand, as many scientists do. Because, you know, just because something doesn't fit within your comfortable worldview doesn't mean that it's not worth looking at, you know. So people, and as I said before, there's so much information coming in, so many pictures from space probes. And we've got a whole slew of spacecraft either on the surface or going around Mars that are sending back millions, literally millions of images. There's no way that conventional scientists can look through every detail of these and look for, you know, interesting anomalies. But, you know, folk at home who, you know, pull up these raw images, they can do that. And you don't dismiss what they say. You know, you've got to look at them carefully. And I've looked at some of these images, and I've read a book by Mark Carlotto, you may have heard of. He's an image processing specialist. He has a PhD in the subject, for goodness sake. And he's written a book called The Sidonia Controversy, which he was good enough to send me. And I've been very, very impressed by what he's written about. And I look at some of these things, and I think, well, we don't want an astrobiologist on the ground there. We want an astroarchaeologist. We want somebody who understands ancient buildings. Maybe there is evidence there. You know, and if there was a civilization 3.5 billion years ago, you would expect to find some sort of remains still there on Mars. I don't dismiss those sort of things at all. I think it's a perfectly reasonable scientific thread of evidence that leads you to that sort of speculation. I have no problem with that at all.
Is it possible that the Martians are us? That they came here somehow?
Well, you know, there's a good chance that life developed on Mars even before it did on Earth, because the conditions on Mars, going back 4 billion years to when the planet had just cooled, and we know there was water, a lot of water on Mars in those days. There were oceans on Mars. We know it was warmer. We know it had a denser atmosphere. It was actually a more benign place for life in those long ago ages than the Earth was. So if life appeared here on Earth, why didn't it also appear even earlier, perhaps, on Mars? And we also know a means that life can be conveyed from one world to another, and that is by meteorites. We've got chunks of Mars here on Earth. We've got 70 chunks of rock that we know came from Mars. Now, they could have carried bacteria from Mars, which could have then evolved on Earth, or going back to my original idea that maybe advanced Martians developed. Okay, how about this? How about if 3.5 billion years ago or thereabouts, there were actually intelligent Martians, and they looked ahead and they realized their planet was dying. It was going to get colder. It was going to get drier. Hey, we've got to get out of here.
Yeah,
you know?
They knew.
What are their options? They can go underground, which is very time-consuming. It's not too great to live under the surface. We could go to other stars. Well, okay, if they have the technology, you could do that. No reason why not. Or you look at this other nice planet that's nearby and say, well, okay, we'll hop over there, you know? So there's those three possibilities. So, yeah, we could be related to Martians.